still would like targeted assistance for PPP small businesses, some unemployment assistance extensions, some help for airlines, other small businesses, schools, you know, anything related to COVID going back to school.
There's a bipartisan $900 billion proposal out there, including money for state and local governments. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Alabama have hit a record high at more than 1,700. Dr. Don Williamson, president of the Alabama Hospital Association, says these high numbers are putting stress on Alabama's healthcare system. Governor Kay Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. And Alexander City police are searching for a murder suspect. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection to two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides. And I want him to share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama, and our website is WPAlabama.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Listen to news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Apparently, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell will be holding a press conference at 2 p.m. today, though I suspect that will be, I'm not sure if that's Eastern or Central Time, but I'll bring that up with Dan Morris. But yes, the two attorneys who've made... Mm-hmm. Very serious allegations, Lynn Wood in particular in Georgia, really questioning the conduct behind the scenes of the governor, Brian Kemp, as well as the Secretary of State, Raffensperger, whatever the hell that guy's name is. So we'll see what comes of that. Oh, Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah, that's the one.
She's considering keeping things closed down for Christmas. I don't know how long people can put up with that stuff. And no, it doesn't mean you need to have a plot to go kidnap her. My God. This stuff. Some people just, like we said, no home training. Well, oh, your big plan is to go kidnap the governor?
That's the part I can't even believe.
The hell is wrong with you?
That sounds like three idiots drinking, and then the next day they forget about it. Yeah, but no, these idiots said, hey, I think we can do it. And how hard, honestly, Joey, if we wanted to get someone in trouble... Or even come up with that scheme, we could get a patsy.
And oh, easily.
So how do you know these guys weren't just patsies?
It's, I guess, possible, but it's just, I mean, you shouldn't even be going there.
It's just morons.
Like, you might be talking big, you think you're tough, and you might be, have a righteous anger to you, so to speak.
Sure.
But no. I mean, I think as we look forward, I'm not talking about kidnapping anybody.
No, no.
Anything extrajudicial.
Who's got time for all that crap anyway?
Well, for instance, there was a pastor the other night who I'm not that familiar with, but Rick Wiles, he said, quote, line them up against a wall and shoot the traitors. No!
Who is this guy? He's a pastor?
Yeah.
For the Church of the Devil?
Yeah, well, he's an end times conspiracy theorist is the way he's labeled.
I see.
But it's stuff like that where it's a little much. It's a little much. And it will backfire big time. Not just your language. If you ever try to back up that language, it will backfire on you big time. You will lose the support of the vast majority of people in this country. And you'll probably end up making the people that you call traitors even more powerful. Though that shouldn't be the number one reason you don't do things like that.
But it's one of the things even the U.S. has learned. You don't create martyrs.
Right. But, you know, maybe they're going to line me up first now that I've said all those things.
Really?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But is it too early to start playing Christmas music?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
When are you, like, do you not like Christmas music?
You know, honestly, since I've become an adult and I don't have any children that live at home, Christmas is, I'm just over it. I like seeing everybody else's stuff. I love looking on the lake and seeing the docks with their Christmas lights on and stuff
right.
like that. I'm not a celebrator anymore.
What happened to your Christmas?
I don't know.
I'm supposed to be the human Eeyore up here.
I know, but honestly, Christmas just, I have a good time thinking of the memories and things like that, but I don't know. It's just another day.
Let me ask you, because I've gone through this process. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, and Jack is just now joining us. Jack, are you there?
Not here. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. After sharing some disturbing stuff, I mean, well, we got into like those morons who tried to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Though she should be called a mean one, Mr. Grinch or Mrs. Grinch, because she's considering Christmas lockdowns. But I was just talking to Eddie here, asking, is it too early to play Christmas music? And he's saying, it's too early, and that he's lost his Christmas spirit. Like, it's not magical to him anymore. Are you in the same boat?
Yeah, I am.
What the?
But, I mean, I like Christmas
music. Well, I'm not a big fan of all the music.
I don't like Christmas decorations up right after Halloween.
Right.
I just can't stand that stuff. I like Christmas to start around December 10th.
Okay. Do about 2 weeks of it.
Yeah, that's enough.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. But I was just asking Eddie here, do you think the fun of it, the magic of it went away? Because your son now is my age, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was a lot of fun when he was a kid.
It was awesome.
Right.
It was awesome.
Right. And I've experienced that, where it's amazing when you're a kid. And I don't have children of my own, so I don't know. It's very much a holiday about the magic of, you know, kids waking up and you know, the gift-giving of all that.
One of the best things we've ever done, and maybe we'll do it again, but you adopt a family, and you give them the gifts.
Right.
And that's really a great thing to do, but... And I'm sure we'll do that again this year, but I have. I've lost my Christmas spirit. It's just...
We'll find it again.
I hope so.
Even if, you know, you can't give to your own kid, little kid anymore, because he's a grown man.
I can still give him stuff.
Yeah, so don't infantilize him or anything.
No, but having a boy, a young boy, I remember one year we were going to get him a motorcycle. We got a motorcycle. So to torment him, I got me one first for like 2 weeks. You know, I rode around. He's like, well, I sure went like a dang dirt bike one day. You know, and then Christmas Day, just seeing the look on his face, you know, there's this motorcycle. It's just magic. And I know my parents did that with me. That was, and they were six of us. So I guess just Christmas just doesn't live up to what it used to be, maybe.
I'm trying to rekindle that spirit within me. And, like, maybe go see some of the lights. Think the zoo's going to have some event. There are going to be Christmas parades all over the river region. Because we don't, you know. Thank you again to the governor and the mayor.
Thank you, governor.
Also, let's not go back to lockdowns. I know COVID's a problem, but it does not need lockdowns because those don't work, don't really seem to solve the problem.
Right.
People should be allowed. In fact, they are free and should be able to celebrate Christmas as they wish, whether or not they like Christmas lights and Christmas music personally. But, we'll have to come up with something. But here's one thing, though, when it comes to Christmas. Jack, I don't know if you... know about this. Eddie, I'm sure you do, because I think we've talked about it before, but I really feel for the husbands around this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
As they, you know, come home from a hard day's work. What is this, the 1950s? Like,
where's my drink?
Hey, honey, I'm home. No, they come home from a hard day's work, and there's their wife on the couch. She's tearing up, and it's another Hallmark Christmas movie.
No, I'm over those.
Oh, God.
So I feel for you guys out there, because it's the same plot over and over again.
Except this year, the lady that usually does them, she's in jail. The lady that's usually on those,
really?
All those stupid Hallmark movies is in jail. Yeah, for...
the college scam.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in jail.
Yeah.
Christmas from the Pokey.
No, you better believe, though, this year in particular, with all sorts of people just migrating out of big cities and coming to smaller towns,
big
like
time.
What we have here in the River Region, and more in the South in general, I'm pretty sure there are all these boyfriends in big cities worried that their girlfriend who's gone back home is going to meet some single dad with, you know, like a daughter and learn a true meaning of Christmas.
Or hook up with their high school boyfriend.
Or something like
that.
That's what I was getting at.
That happens.
And this is straight out of the plots of these stupid movies.
Yes.
Well, and also this time of year, I want our listening audience to be aware, and I'm sure most of them are, this is the time of year when you have scam artists coming to your front door.
Oh, yeah.
My car broke down, and I got to get word to my husband who's... sisters in the hospital, and you hear all these stories, and in fact, somebody knocked on my door last night at 8 o'clock, and the dog went ballistic, and I went up to the front door, and I wasn't expecting anybody. So if you're going to come to my house, you need to call first and make sure it's okay. But I get this knock on the door, and it was a long knock. And I have a doorbell, but I didn't use the doorbell. So by the time I hobbled up to the front, and having learned always to ask, who is it?
Right.
And nobody said anything. I didn't open the door, and I looked out front. I didn't see a car. So whoever had come to my door came on foot. And it's just be careful. There's a lot of that. And I know there was a lady that was doing it all over town, and she's in jail.
Yeah.
Or at least she was, which is a good thing.
Well, she was claiming to give, like, medical services or something to that effect. Yeah. She was stealing from people.
Right. I remember I'm from the hospital. I was your nurse. Can I come in?
Yeah. That was her. She came up to a cousin of mine and said, oh, remember me from the hospital?
Yep.
And I had just gotten out of the hospital. And my cousin said, oh, yeah. And she wanted some money, and my cousin gave her $5. And then we find out she's been doing it to lots of folks. Mm-hmm. And it, in fact, was not a nurse at my hospital.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that's a good reminder, Jack. Watch out. People will take advantage of, especially those who want to be in the Christmas spirit.
Just
be careful. It's a shame you got to give that warning, but it is true. 272-9228. Let's go to Charles.
Hey, morning, Charles.
Hey, can you hear me good?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Hear you all right?
Okay, good deal. You know, I was listening to you talk about, you know, how frustrated people are. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If we can go off the rails over a 2% tax on tea all them years ago, after we've watched the past 12 years of corruption and nothing being done, no charges whatsoever, tell me at what point in time are American patriots supposed to stand up and reform their government? Because now we all know, any intelligent person knows, that you can't trust the election system, period. I mean, you don't need, I mean, how many people got to slap you in the face before a person would say, well, I better not go up to them, they're going to slap me in the face.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, how many times has a dog got to bite you before you realize that you need to either get rid of the dog or not go around it? So when you can't trust your system of justice, and you can't trust that anything's going to be resolved, explain to me at what point in time, you know, how are Americans supposed to get anything resolved? Trust again that they're going to do something? Trust again that charges are going to be brought? I listen to y'all talk, and I'm sorry about your grandfather, by the way.
Well, thank you, Charles. What I was suggesting is be smart about it, and let's get creative. I love the idea, for instance, you know, you're right with the Tea Party, the old one, you know, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
A tax revolt of some sort, if people could band together and, you know, not send in money, these sorts of things. We could get creative with it, and there are other ways to go about it. And you're right. You don't have to keep going up and get slapped in the face. And if you don't trust them, I don't blame you. I don't either. I was more commenting on, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around drinking, like, let's kidnap the governor. It's like,
well, that's just ignorant.
Right.
I mean, you got a bunch of immature, and that's probably exactly what they were doing. It's probably sitting around drinking.
Right.
But I'm talking on a heck of a lot bigger scale than what they're talking about. I mean, it's our duty. Anybody, and I know y'all have. Especially Jack, I know good and well y'all know the Constitution inside and out. It has become a time in our government when tyranny becomes law, and there isn't a citizen out there that can say, unless they're mentally ill, that tyranny has not become law in the United States of America, especially over the past 12 years. It is the duty of Americans to reform their government by any means. So at what point in time, because you can't trust, I don't trust Barr no further than I could throw his big butt. I don't trust none of them. So, I mean, how long were you going to just sit around and wait? And then, I mean, that's what's happened in every socialist country. There isn't one socialist country that it didn't start with election fraud. And then the next thing, they back closed their eyes for a second, and they were a socialist country eating their dogs.
True.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's ignorant what them guys were planning on doing. The bottom line is, what that woman's doing is unconstitutional.
It is.
Period. So what do you, who do you trust, man? Who are you going to trust to fix it? You know? So that's my point. But anyway, y'all have a
Fox
great day.
Garden, the hen house.
Thank you, Charles.
What did you say, Jack?
It's like it's the original Fox Garden, the hen house.
Yeah.
All the people that are gaming the system or running the system.
Right.
And it's really
so
bad.
So we have nobody that's on our side. And you got to think about your children. And I understand, you know, you don't have children right now and stuff. But, I mean, there will be a day you probably will. And, I mean, you got to think about your grandchildren's future. You got to think about your kids' future. And when you can't trust one person in the system, what are you supposed to do? Because you can't vote somebody in or vote somebody out because they're just going to steal it. So what do you do? I mean, I'd love to hear somebody's answer on what you're supposed to do. I mean, that's my whole point, man.
I hear you.
I don't know. But y'all have a great day.
When you get in this sort of mood, and I know this is not a full answer, and this is something I've said looking in the mirror, is you got to get your own house in order. I don't know what your household's like, what life's like, Charles. I'm not presuming anything. But it's just...
Berserk.
Right. I would say get your own
like
house...
Anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Get your own house, your own life in order, and prepare yourself for...
That's about all you can do.
Right?
I mean, that's truly all I've resolved myself is take care of my family, look out for my family.
There you go.
And you're basically in a waiting position. Because, I mean, tyranny, 1,000,000,000% has become law. I mean, when these governors will let people come in and burn their cities down, and can you imagine the helpless citizens that the police weren't coming to help them? The police are so put down. I don't blame them if they didn't go just for the simple fact that other than orders that they just didn't go because they said the heck with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about those people that have to live in that on a daily basis. See, we're all sheltered here in Alabama. We're all because, see, we won't let stuff like that fly. That's why you don't see them coming down here and doing gigantic protests and stuff because they know we'll end it in about 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but in these other cities, imagine what them people feel like. They have nobody to turn to. They can't turn to their government. They can't expect justice to be done. So, I mean, at what point in time are people supposed to stand up and do something about it? I mean, you're actually being put in that position.
All right. Well, and it won't happen all at once, usually. What happens is slow burn, small changes on the personal level. To your point, there are a lot of people beyond just the lockdowns and COVID policies for reasons of the rioting and looting, people leaving big cities, seeing a mass exodus out of these areas. And things are slowly changing. I would say, like I just told you, get your house in order, bide your time. You are not required to submit or trust anybody up there in D.C. And there are a lot of people who are like you. It won't be some big event. It'll be people kind of slowly coming to a realization, hey, you know what? We're going to withhold our consent here. And good luck trying to govern us.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Charles.
Well, take care of yourself, buddy. Thank you.
Take care, Charles. Thanks, man. Good call.
Yeah, I just, it's all I said the other day, violence is not the answer. You can defend yourself, and you should. And it's why when there were rumors, people going into neighborhoods, that's a really bad idea. Really bad idea.
Depends on the neighborhood.
But this is why also we need to get back in the spirit of Christmas, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I would love to give you some lead for Christmas. Come on in my neighborhood.
You know what? I'm going to make you watch Hallmark movies every night they come out and report back on this show.
Speaking of Hallmark movies, just reminded me of, you know, during the normal time of the year, when it's not Christmas, they also have movies on there. And there was one titled the other day, Mother, May I Sleep with Danger.
What?
Yeah, that was the name of one of the Hallmark movies. So I really don't...
What kind of Harlequin romance crap is that?
Mama, may I sleep with Danger. So I went out and got me a shirt, printed Danger across it. Walking around.
I think it's time to go to our break.
Yeah. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. I've told you about how they can, you know, take those old videotapes, old film reels, 8mm, 16mm. You can get those old slides even brought into the digital future. You can get a DVD or digital file format, and you can easily watch those old videos that way or share them with the family all around the country or the world, wherever they may be. Dan Black Studios can also help you out with a video production. Whether you have raw video footage already shot and you'd like them to edit it together in a great presentation, or if you'd like them to do production from the ground up. So like a TV commercial, online branding video, maybe a special Christmas message instead of a postcard, a Christmas card, maybe you're going to send a video message or an email. They can really do it all there at Dan Black Studios. So check them out today at danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces on Facebook, or you can give them a call, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team there at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to Suzelle. Hey, Suzelle.
Hello, Joey. Oh, my goodness. I love you guys, but let me bring some hope to the situation, okay? I have not given up on Donald Trump and all that's going on, but let me also say this. If they should steal this election, it's like Steve Bannon said, he may lose the round, but he's coming back up for the fight. He's already talking about 2024, and believe me, they'll sell enough T-shirts and hats to fund the campaign the first day. I think it's also awesome that he's talking about that if they do this, that he would even make the announcement maybe on Inauguration Day in Washington.
I've heard the same thing, yes.
And believe me, I've already been to Washington for several of the different rallies. I was at his inauguration, and there would be more people at that announcement than there will be at Joe Biden's inauguration. Listen, in the words of one of the most famous people in the world that I absolutely love, never, ever give up. Never give up, Winston Churchill said. Don't sit down. Don't shut up. Stand up. Get up. Stand up. And bringing it down to a local level or a state think that if Governor Ivey tries to mandate these masks again, we're already looking at putting together a massive rally, Stand Up Alabama, and we may do what they did over in, I think it was New York, they did it, where they had a peaceful rally, but they did have a burning of the mask. And what Governor Rowley needs to realize is that a lot of people won't wear masks just because they don't want the constitutional
rights. Can we just go back in time all of a sudden through your is your phone call like a wormhole? Did you say Governor Rowley?
You said Governor Rowley.
I'm sorry. Governor Ivey. I hear you. That we just may have another peaceful rally. I was trying to say rally in front of Governor Ivey's office, and let her know, you know, we've had enough. We've had enough now. We're standing up. We're standing up for our constitutional rights. And this is what we have to do. This is the American way. Never give up. If you die fighting, that's okay, too. Never give up. That's the American way. That's how America was built. And listen, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, has not given up, and neither should we. So listen, don't give up hope. And always remember, the banner and the motto of our nation for now is still, "In God We Trust." And if God be for us, then who can be against us?
Thank you, Suzelle.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Suzelle.
Have hope. All righty. Bye-bye.
Oh, I have boo-koodles of hope. I was more reading these headlines, speaking to those who seem so despairing that they're wanting to go to some dark places with it. And you can't just ignore these headlines. These conversations are going on. I don't like it. I can have plenty of empathy and understand where people are coming from. But I think it's a really, Suzelle's got the right point and the right point of view. Still have hope. This ain't over yet by any means. And plus, Jack doesn't even want to hear about... You not want to talk about Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary?
What happened to Elizabeth Warren?
Nah, Pocahontas is going to stay in the Senate. She's too radical for the Biden corporate.
I wish he would pull all these kooks out of the Senate, because you know what?
Right.
They may be replaced with Republicans if Republicans are still mad about this election.
Yeah, and maybe so. And the Republicans keep gaining seats in the House more than people predicted.
Right.
It's going to be a very slim majority for Nancy.
Did they flip a couple seats in California that went unexpected?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I will guarantee you we won the damn House, too. I'll guarantee you Max Sally won that Senate seat in Arizona.
Arizona's dirty as hell, too. That's where the Republican resistance... I mean, that's where they really organized. Jeff Flake, John McCain, may he rest in peace.
No, may he not rest in peace.
Jack,
now, you were alive when McCain was, all that went on where he was in Vietnam and came home and all that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I was always told, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was always told there was, some unflattering stuff about him while he was there, and all that got sealed up. Can you... elaborate on
you
that.
Mean about Vietnam stuff?
Yeah, while he was in the prison war camps and things of that nature, the story that he said, I just always heard that there was cover up there.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any of that, Eddie. He was, like it or not, he and Jeremiah Denton and
right.
Sam Johnson all were public servants later, mm-hmm. after being in Vietnam. Two of them in the Senate, one of them in the House. I'm not aware of anything that would diminish their reputation, but on war stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But McCain had a pretty unsavory divorce, I think, before he married Cindy.
Well, I've heard a lot of rumor and innuendo around that, but I'm not aware of any detail.
I don't know any details of it.
But what's interesting is going off what Suzelle said, and I've seen this too, Trump immediately announces his re-election campaign for 2024. If the old guard, establishment Republicans, don't have the political will to fight now, I mean, you could be looking at it's kind of like Teddy Roosevelt. Trump's always been compared to Teddy. He started the Bull Moose Party, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see Trump doing something like that. He's just that crazy. in a good way.
Well, yeah. It's going to be hard to have a third party, but I swear to God, I wish we had some options as Republicans, because this, the hierarchy of our party, the old guard establishment people, he was a threat to them from day one, because he challenged the whole world order and everything about the party, and he defied all the logic, you know. He beat, how many people did he beat? Like 12 other people?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
Well, and then you look at the operators behind the scenes. For instance, David Froome, big speechwriter for W. Bush. He's been part of the resistance this whole time. Bill Kristol. I think Cindy McCain's going to end up with an ambassadorship to the UK. It's one of the most posh ambassadorial positions there is.
Right.
I mean, you're starting to see, oh, these folks who were Republicans all their life are now in bed with Biden and this whole establishment crew. It makes you really, you should ask old Reagan Revolution folks. Like, they weren't ever fully accepted to the rest of the Republican Party.
No, absolutely not.
So, I mean, there's a lot here. And if that old guard, you know, kind of they've been housed in National Review, a lot of brilliant people, smart people, but they always thought, you know, the sort of populist conservative movement, and even somebody like a Reagan, well, we got to tolerate these folks, and they might be in charge for a little while, but they won't actually be in charge in the long run. Maybe that script gets flipped over, and you start to see more of the Trump wing of things, along with, it's kind of this nationalist populist movement, and then Trump's made an effort to also bring in sort of the Ron Paul movement, and you can shake your head at Ron Paul, but he was getting, what, in the primaries, 18% at a certain point. He was getting some popularity, the sort of libertarian wing that Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz represent. So,
and Ronald Reagan, I mean, he ran against Gerald Ford, a sitting president in 1976. You know, Ford was part of the Warren Commission appointed by Lyndon Johnson, even though Lyndon Johnson once made the statement that problem with Jerry Ford is he played football too long without a helmet. And anyway, but yeah, Ford was part of the old guard. Nelson Rockefeller.
Rockefeller, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to that. Even William Taft and Eisenhower.
Right.
Eisenhower's not a traditional Republican, but he was thought of as more moderate than Taft. You know, so the party within the fight within the Republican Party has been going on for a long time.
Right.
And it was over the old guard, the country club, scotch drinking, cigar smoking, backroom Republican guys versus the more populist people like Reagan and Trump. You know, but Trump did a lot more to shake things up than Reagan did. Reagan played a pretty good game. I mean, here's a guy that got a tax cut through a Congress that was led by Tip O'Neill.
Right, right. So, I mean, there are a lot of, let's say, balls in the air right now, a lot to be juggled with in these next 2 weeks in terms of litigation, in terms of what state legislatures will do with the balloting and the election. Well, that'll be decided here in the next 2 weeks or so. There are a lot of moves Trump can also make on his way out if it comes to that.
As I was lying in bed last night, tossing and turning, I was thinking about the polls. And I was thinking, you know, these guys probably weren't wrong on what they found, but they were wrong on what they reported they found. Hmm. When you have ABC News hiring you to do a poll, you're going to give ABC the result they want.
Yes. Right.
I think these pollsters, some of them, are a bunch of damn crooks.
Yes.
You think? And they were paid off to lie what the results were.
This has been a 20, 30-year development where you have big news organizations paying for polls, and then they use the polls as their news story.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, exactly.
There's too many conflicts of interest there. And I don't like that a bit. I mean, there are good pollsters out there, and there's a reason campaigns hire, you know, inside pollsters that don't reach the public.
Yeah, and see, the networks are smart. They call it the ABC Gallup or the ABC Teeter or the, you know, CBS, whatever they want to call it. And that way it's not the CBS poll or the ABC or NBC poll. because everybody in the country knows what those would be.
Well, and don't get me started on Fox News' poll.
Oh, well, those...
The gold standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fool's gold, you idiots.
Well, you guys didn't bring up the Eddie Bader poll, who did choose...
Oh, the Beefcake poll?
Yeah, and we did pick correctly the... Tuberville race and the Trump race in Alabama.
Yeah, that was very well done.
I don't appreciate you.
You
guys.
Just went with your gut there, right?
No, I talked to like four people.
Well, the Jack Campbell poll in 2016 said Trump was going to win, and it also said it in 2020. And the fact is, I believe he did win.
Yeah.
And it was stolen.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right before our very eyes.
Well, 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. I believe they'll have a Christmas open house tomorrow.
Nice.
Yes, and they're open 10 to 5 now, Tuesday through Friday, and 10 till 2 on Saturdays. No need for an appointment until Christmas. And be sure, whether you go online to heirloomjewelers.com to look at what they have to offer, or you're going by their showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, be sure to use the promo code Joey. Just that simple. Say my name. Type my name into the website. J-O-E-Y. Say my name. You like that, Eddie?
I did like that.
Yeah, yeah. You like that? Yeah.
I like that, man.
Yeah, Joey. You get 10% off with that promo code.
It's a shorter type than Beefcake.
Yeah, yeah. We were thinking about using that promo code, but we wanted to keep it, you know, simple. Simple four-letter word. J-O-E-Y. Just
say my name.
Folks, stop by the open house tomorrow. Or go by the website, heirloomjewelers.com. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, find antique jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see. An expert trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Really easy to work with, too. He has a great selection, so check him out today. It's a great idea for Christmas. Find antique jewelry pieces. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Good Wednesday morning, folks. Joining me now on the line, the man himself from Brubaker Motors, Dick Brubaker. How are you today?
Hey, it's a great hunt day here at Brubaker Motors. Hey, it's always better at Brubaker.
Indeed. So what type of deals you got going on today?
Hey, if anybody has come down and seen the all-new 2021 Kia K5, we can lease them. You can lease them right now for $199 per month, or if you'd rather have a Kia Forte or a Kia Soul on select models, no payment for 90 days. Not a bad deal.
Oh, that is a fantastic deal. So folks should stop by the dealership or go online, right? Brubakermotors.com.
Not Brubaker Motors, just Brubaker.com.
Brubaker.com. Thank you, Dick. Great hearing from you today.
Always a good day. Thanks, man.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, a Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. Especially you do-it-yourselfers out there. If you're looking to just repaint one room, say the bedroom, the kitchen, maybe even the front porch, then stop by New Look Decorating Center. Say hi to the owner, Brian Carr, the manager, Brett Lanham, or the whole team. Paint specialist all. They can help give you inspiration, or maybe if you already have inspiration, make that inspiration a reality. High-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. They keep your information on file, so if you're just doing your project piecemeal, you can go back and make sure you're getting the exact type of paint or stain supply that you got before. Keep that continuity going. They really do great work there at New Look Decorating Center, so check them out today. You can stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway, or give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. And we got Eddie in the house.
In the house.
You doing all right, Eddie?
I'm doing good.
Okay, very good. Let's go to the
When's your birthday, Eddie?
Back in September.
How did that just slip by? We didn't even know about it.
It was the day after Greg, so I just rolled with Greg.
Oh, okay. Okay, you got all rolled into all those festivities.
Yeah, just rolled into that one, and that way it wasn't, you know.
Well, and Jack, you got a birthday coming up, right?
Yeah, we won't be on the air, so.
Well, then we can do a big thing the day before.
No, you don't want us to make a big deal out of it.
No, I mean, it's on the 12th. I'll be 65.
That'd be a good day to bring the mariachi band in his house.
Wait, are you doing the thing like with a wife to a husband? Like, oh, no, honey, it's fine. It's fine. You doing that right now? You want me to read between the lines?
Don't fall for that, Joey.
I'll tear your head off. No, my birthday's, you know, being on the 12th of December is always close to Christmas.
Yeah.
My parents were real good about separating the birthday from the Christmas, but
my parents did the same too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't too close. So my grandmother, Doreen, was her birthday is December 25th, Christmas Day. So it'd always be double up for her. She'd have her separate. We would make sure to get her separate birthday gifts with her Christmas gifts too. So she didn't feel left out in terms of celebrating that birthday. But 272-9228. We'll see what we can fix up here for Jack Campbell for the 12th or maybe a little after. Let's go to the phones to talk to Chris.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, Chris. Do you know Matt Brainerd?
Man, I met him randomly when he was asking for money to do his investigation in the vote fraud. And I gave him money. I gave his organization money. And the irony was, what happened was, GoFundMe, he platformed him.
Right.
He had raised $250,000 within 24, well, I take that back, within like 5 hours.
Wow.
And because GoFundMe's run, the board members are Obama people, they kicked him off. Say it was a terms of service violation, which was a complete lie. And so he had to move over to this other platform. And he was asking for, I think, $250,000 or $500,000. He's already raised over $600,000, $700,000 to continue doing what he's doing. Well, I know him personally, and he's finding the hard evidence. Yeah, that's really interesting, Jack, that you knew him already.
Yeah.
Small world. Jack knows everybody.
It truly is. Now, they say, what, you're six people away from knowing somebody. You could randomly meet somebody. Yeah, it is wild. And the guy's really on a mission to show, which that's what we got to have.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Did you see the guy yelling and screaming about the stuff in Georgia by any chance? I sent you the video. This guy that's underneath the Secretary of State yelling and screaming about it's over and all the a supposed Republican.
Oh.
And he's saying people are getting death threats and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I did see the headline. I didn't see the video. I read a piece on it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, guys, you're right. There is. You got people that are in the Republican Party just as dirty as Democrats. I mean, don't believe that we're white, you know, white as driven snow, but we're not. But I think the one thing I'm going to hang my hat on, you know, I always say follow the money. You know, follow the money. Where's the money? Where's the money going? Well, the money went when people were betting. I mean, there was a lot of bets for Trump to win. And Las Vegas is yet to pay out yet.
Yeah, they're not going. That's what somebody else told me.
They're not paying. I'm telling you what, that's what you need to watch. That's the barometer. If anyone... I just would, until it's probably the 20th of January.
Yeah.
And if Biden puts his hand on whatever he's going to put it on, raise it and say he's president, they'll pay it. But until then, I'm telling you, right, they're not going to pay a dime.
That's what I've heard.
Because they know something's weird going on. This would be no different than a horse race where the horse, you know, suddenly
drug tested.
Blows everybody by 20 lengths.
Right.
You know, but he's all hopped up on methamphetamine
right.
or something. So,
Or it just could be an enlarged heart, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Drops dead at the very end. Yeah, well, we call that galoob.
Yep.
And,
all right.
I don't even know if they do that anymore, do they? I don't know.
Oh,
anyway, but I thought that was interesting. So watch Las Vegas and stuff. And that's really about it. But, yeah, Matt Brainerd, he is the small drip of great information and going to show, I think, lay it out there that this thing was stolen. I mean, statistically and mathematically, if you're even trying to be in somewhat inclined to understand that, any of that, I mean, there's no way in at 2 o'clock in the morning that, you know, Trump's up 700,000 votes and then ends up losing Pennsylvania. I mean, that just statistically cannot happen. It might be close, but statistically, there's just no way that can happen.
Oh, that holds. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, all three went to Trump. All three. No question.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll see
and
what
also,
happens.
And also, the Dominion systems. Is another one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing has so many legs, it's wild.
Well, there's a press conference coming up with Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood here in about an hour or mm-hmm. two, so we'll have to see mm-hmm. what they have to say today. Got to run, Chris. Thank you for helping set up that interview.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
I'm glad y'all could get it together. Y'all take care.
Take care, Chris. Hey, Joey, that server, didn't they pull a server out in Atlanta the other day?
They got an injunction from a judge, U.S. District Judge.
So the government is in, or let's say the DOJ is in possession of that server? Or did a tech come in?
Well, on one of them, a tech did come in, and they lost one server out of Fulton County, but the other ones have to be kept as they are.
It's kind of cool.
Lost one. How do you lose a server?
The guy came in and took it?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back. Final segment coming up.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We're doing a 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Just a minute or two here left in the program. This already Wednesday.
It is, man. Week is flying, baby.
It really is. It really is. So, you got any big plans for the rest of the day?
Today, I've got to take some more CE classes. I've got some new real estate
continuing education.
Yep, continuing education. Mm. I've got a meeting this afternoon. Got a couple new listings coming our way.
You mean you actually have a job other than hanging out here on the radio?
I do. I've got a real job. Keeps me busy till about 10 o'clock at night.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
Oh, my pleasure.
We joke around a lot, but I really appreciate yesterday.
It was great. And honestly, God,
it was great having dinner last night.
The look on your face yesterday reminded me of a kid at Christmas because you did not have a clue.
I was genuinely surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it was genuine. It was hysterical.
Yeah, and already started, fingering and
good deal.
Slapping my bass.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It just seems fitting.
It does.
Felt right in my hands.
Good. Good. I think we did a good thing there.
Indeed. Well, thank you all for listening. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m. For the Thursday edition of News and Views from 9 till noon. But stay tuned because Dan Morris himself just walked into the studio.
Looking sharp.
He's ready to go. Dan Morris Show in mere moments.